We inhale before we exhale. We receive a deposit before we invest. Instruction precedes construction. Preparation precedes revelation. There is a process before the promise, and we wait for suddenlies. In other words, we breathe in before we breathe out. Jesus appears after the resurrection to his disciples, and what did he do? Taking a deep breath, he blew on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." John 20:22. The word breathe and spirit there, that phrase, that entire context is simply the word ruach. Somebody say ruach. But say it like you have something stuck in your throat. Ruach. You got to say this like with a baritone sort of tenor. Somebody say ruach. Like you can't go ruach. No, it's ruach demands you to go like ruach. The word ruach, when Jesus said receive the Holy Spirit, he blew on them. This is what he was doing. Receive the wind. Receive the breath of God, the wind of God, the breath of God. Receive the ruach. Ruach is defined in the Hebrew as spirit, breath, or wind. This word, this powerful, life-changing, earth-shattering, transformative, transcendent word encapsulates the essence of God's presence and action in the world today. Ruach. Ruach is used across the Old and New Testaments in different contexts, revealing the character and the work of God. From Genesis to Revelation, the wind, the breath, the spirit of Almighty God, wherever it is present, it changes everything. So for the next few weeks, beginning today, all the way through Pentecost Sunday, we'll be focusing, not just focusing, but receiving, embracing. We will be filled with the Ruach of God. Repeat after me, say Ruach. Ruach. Let us begin. Number one, Ruach ignition. Ruach ignites purpose. The Ruach of God, the wind, the breath, and the spirit of God ignite purpose. Genesis 2:7. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils. Here it is. The breath of life. That's the Ruach. And the man became a living being. The spirit of God as Ruach is central to the act of creation, providing life-giving power. It always begins with the breath of God. It always begins with the breath of God. It always begins with God breathing into. Adam became a living being only when he received the breath of God. Watch this, let me show you. God made man. He made man, but man did not come alive until God did what? Until he did what? So Adam, technically speaking, for at least a moment, Adam existed, but he wasn't alive. He only came to life when God did what? So Adam was a form, but he did not come to life until he was filled. I'll repeat that. He had a form, but he did not come to life until he was filled. I'm gonna do that one more time. He had a form, but he did not truly come to life until he was filled. It is the breath of God that brings you to life. It is the spirit of God, the wind of God. In other words, he existed, but he wasn't alive. Ruach ignites purpose. God created him and then he activated him. This podium exists. This podium exists. If I interact with the podium, there's even a sound that comes through the molecules colliding here. The podium exists, but the podium, is it alive? No, but it exists. There's a difference between existing and living. There is a difference between existing and living. Spiritually, prophetically, and metaphorically speaking, we have people, we have relationships, we have purposes, futures, ideas, faith, and destinies that exist, but have yet come to life because they have yet to receive the wind, the breath, and the spirit of Almighty God. In other words, speaking prophetically, spiritually, and metaphorically, just like Adam in Genesis 2:7, without the Spirit of God, you exist. With the Spirit of God, you truly come to life. Without the Spirit of God, you occupy space. With the Spirit of God, you occupy promises. Without the Spirit of God, you have an earthly defined form. With the Spirit of God, you have a heavenly ordained future. Without the Spirit of God, this is just another body. With the Spirit of God, this is temple of the Holy Spirit. Corporately speaking, without the Spirit of God, look around you. This is a building. With the Spirit of God, this is a sanctuary. Without the Spirit of God, this is an earthly gathering. With the Spirit of God, this is a prophetic assembly. Without the Spirit of God, on occasion, this you become a rowdy audience. With the Spirit of God, this is a righteous army in the name of Jesus. Without the Spirit of God, your family goes from problem to problem. With the Spirit of God, your family goes from, I can't hear you. From what? Without the Spirit of God, your house is just a house. But with the Spirit of God, your home is holy ground. I dare you to open up your mouth and say, I have the Spirit of God. Therefore, my home, my house is holy ground. Without the Spirit of God, your purpose, your relationships, your faith, your ideas, your promises, and your future, they exist. But with the Spirit of God, your purpose, your relationships, your faith, your ideas, your promises, and future come to life. I'm here to tell you to get ready. Look at your neighbor and tell him, get ready. The same God that did it before is about to do it again. God's about to breathe new life into everything that right now just exists. Do you need your dream to come to life? Anyone need your joy to come to life? Anyone need peace to come to life? Anyone need a miracle to come to life? Anyone need healing to come to life? Anyone need a breakthrough to come to life? Then get ready. You're not just in another Sunday service. You are about to see the Ruach of God bring life to every aspect of your life. Ruach ignition, Job 33:4. For the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Somebody say Ruach. He did it before, he'll do it again. He did it before. God continues to breathe. God continues to breathe into, to breathe upon, to breathe in favor of, and to ignite. Oh, if you truly believe that God has the power with his Spirit to bring to life what only exists, raise one hand. If you need him to breathe life now in this season, raise both hands. If you're tired of having ideas, relationships, faith, elements that just exist without having any vitality, but you're saying, as for me and my house in 2024, we need these promises to come to life, raise both hands and a foot. And if you believe the same God that did it with Adam will do it with you, with your family, with your children and your children's children, with your friends, with the people you love, with, I feel the Lord. How many believe this will be the spring and the summer where the Spirit of God is about to bring life to every element of, oh, how many believe that this is that season where everything in your life that exists will come to life? Somebody shout like you know the Ruach of God. I dare you to repeat after me and say, it is coming to life. No, say it like you believe it. It is coming to life. Say, my dream is coming to life. My God-ordained destiny is coming to life. My God purpose is coming to life. My anointing is coming to life. My joy is coming to life. My peace is coming to life. My patience is coming to life. My victory is coming to life. My breakthrough is coming to life. Everything that just exists, God's about to breathe his Holy Spirit into it, and it is coming to life. Oh, and by the way, when the Spirit of God comes in, everything that's not of God has to come. I'm gonna do it one more time. When the Spirit of God comes in, everything that's not of God has to come. Depression comes out, fear comes out, anxiety comes out, addiction comes out, sin comes out. Somebody say Ruach. Ruach ignites purpose. So be ignited with the wind, the breath, and the Spirit of the living God. Not just Ruach ignites purpose. Number two, Ruach imparts the promise. Let's read it. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. John 20, Jesus released the Holy Spirit. He released the wind of God, the breath of God. He released the Ruach, the impartation of the promise. Stop. Hold on a second. Genesis 2:7. What did God do with Adam when he formed him? He did what? Ready? He did what? He literally did this. There's such a debate. So I've had even recently people debate on why did Jesus blow upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit, if they didn't receive the Holy Spirit in fullness to the upper room? Because you got this completely out of context. I will show you. What did God do in Genesis again? He made Adam and then he did what? That's it. Fast forward 2,000 years, that's why Jesus did it. No other reason. You missed it. All Jesus was doing is repeating what he did before of Adam. He did it again with his disciples. In other words, when I first created man, I went, now that you are a new creation, oh, y'all missed it. Because of what I did on the cross, because I shed my blood, because I showed you my wounds where there's forgiveness, healing, and double shalom, because I resurrected and gave you eternal, new, and abundant life, I'm going to do what I did before. Before, I blew into Adam, but now you are a new creation. In other words, in me, you are a new creation. So I'm doing what I did there. I feel the Lord. I'm here to tell you, the Holy Spirit says you are a new creation. You're not who you used to be. Not because Sam Rodriguez says so. Not because the church says so. Not because a service says so. Not because a denomination or an inclination or an influence says so. But because the Holy Spirit inside of you looks at everything outside of you and says, you see her, you see him, they're not who they used to be. They are a new creation. Somebody prays like you know what I'm talking about. Are there any new creations in the house? Is there anybody here who has changed by the power of the Holy Spirit? Is there anybody here who is new because of the Holy Spirit? Is there anybody here who doesn't walk the way you used to, or talk the way you used to, or think the way you used to? Because the Holy Spirit filled you and all things are made new. If that's you, lift up both hands. That's you. Because of what he did. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are made. And because in him you have Ephesians 2:10 identity, our favorite verse of the year. So stop asking God to give you a new identity. He already did. You need to live the kind of life reflective of the new identity. So one more time. If you're a new creation because the Holy Spirit fills you, raise both hands. When you receive the, watch. Hey, I did it with Adam. I'm going to do it with you. When I created him over here, I did this. Now I created you new in me. So now that you're new in me, I gotta do this again. And this time, the serpent will not have the victory. Somebody just say, this time, the serpent will not have the victory. This time, the devil will not win. This time, the lies of the enemy cannot win. This time, what held me down before will never hold me down again. This time, you are a new creation. I have amazing news for you. You don't need to hope to be. You don't strive to be. This is going to be radical. You don't even need to pray that one day you will be. You don't even need to wish to be. Because of Jesus, you are a new creation. When you're born again, you're automatically a new creation. No matter what your mind tells you, you're a new creation. No matter what your flesh tells you, you're a new creation. No matter what your haters say about you, you're a new what? You don't walk the way you used to because you're a new what? You don't talk the way you used to because you're a new what? Your mindset has changed because you are a new creation. Your sex life has changed because you are a new creation. Your dating habits have changed because you went quiet on me at 12 o'clock. 9 o'clock was running in the aisle. Y'all were like, you heard me. Your sex life, your dating life, your relationship life has changed because you are a new creation. You're not anyone's side hustle. You are temple of the Holy Spirit. You belong to God. You are his masterpiece, created in his image. I'm a new creation, people. Lift up your hands. Your giving has changed. Your temperament, your search on Google has changed. what you watch on your phone, on your iPad, on your laptop has changed because you are a what? Oh, no, 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 no. How you get your buzz has changed because you're a new creation. Before, you needed to do something to put something external in. Now the internal presence of God gives you the joy that nothing out there can possibly give you. How you react to adversity has changed because you are a new creation. If you've been there, lift up your hands. Even what used to bother you has changed because you are a new creation. Galatians 6:17, Paul says this, "Don't let anyone trouble me with these things. I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus." Another version reads, "The things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore because I have the scars of Jesus." All my new creation people, lift up your hands. I feel the Lord. He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Okay, I'm going to ask one more time. I'm not going to assume anything. If you're born again, raise one hand. If the blood of Jesus washed you, raise both hands. If the Holy Spirit is inside of you as a result of that, of course, that all comes together, raise both hands a little bit higher. That means the Ruach of God is inside of you. I don't know if you got that. That means the Spirit of God is inside of you. The Spirit of God, look, ready? Everybody take out your hand like this. Just do me a favor right there where you're at. Ready? Go like this. I'm gonna show you something real quick. Just remember your hand from now on. We've done this before for different messages. Not like this, not with this one. This is it. The Bible says where the Holy Spirit is present, the Ruach of God is present, there is power. So go like this. Power. That's Acts 1:8. The Bible says where the Spirit of God is present, the Ruach of God is present, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Somebody go, freedom. You have power and you have freedom. The Bible says where the Spirit of God is present, there is holiness. Galatians 5:16, be led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. That's holiness. Somebody say holiness. The Bible says where the Spirit of God is present, you have anointing. 1 John 2:27. Somebody say anointing. And then the Bible says, Romans 8:11, where the Spirit of God is present, where the Ruach of God is present, there is victory. Oh, you have no, go like this. Show your neighbor this. I dare you to look at your neighbor and tell him, this defines me. Tell him, this defines me. Not what they did to me, not what I did to myself, not the hell I've been through, this defines me. Somebody go like this. You have the Holy Spirit, you have power. You have the Holy Spirit, you have freedom. You have the Holy Spirit, you have holiness. You have the Holy Spirit, you have anointing. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you have victory. Oh, if you have this, and if your house is now filled with the Holy Spirit, your house is a house of power, of freedom, of holiness, of anointing, and victory. Now give them one more shout like you have everything I just said. Somebody praise like you have that Spirit. Somebody worship. Somebody give God glory if you have the Ruach, the power, the freedom. All right, stand with me. You're already standing. I want you to understand that Jesus said this. He did the Ruach. Ruach appears in a number of passages in Scripture. We're going to cover them between now and Pentecost Sunday. I'm giving you three examples today. The Ruach of ignition that ignites purpose. The Ruach of impartation that imparts the promise. And I'm going to get into the Ruach of inspiration, which inspires the Word of God. But watch, this is, I got to say this. Jesus was specific. He said, Ruach, receive. Did he say receive the Spirit? No, he said, what was the exact wording? Thank you. Who said that? Yes. You know why, Pastor Nate? Because there are other spirits out there. No joke. There are other spirits out there. I'm going to be specific on what the Bible says about specific spirits. So I don't do the whole spaghetti on the wall. Maybe specifically, we're a Bible-based church. So what the Bible says, we preach. So these are spirits that are referenced in the Word of God. The Bible talks about the spirit of divination. The spirit of jealousy. Has anybody ever confronted that spirit in your life where people get jealous because of where you're at and where God has taken you? If you've been there, raise your hand. Take a screenshot of this, please. My beautiful media team took care of this. They took care of that and they created that for me. And this screenshot you need to keep on your phone. The jealousy spirit, yeah. I mean, I'm not even gonna go there. The spirit of lying and deception, people around you that have ulterior motives. Literally, you're saying, Pastor Sam, is that for real? No joke. The enemy will send people to get close to you with a lying spirit to deceive you. Is that too much? Should I hold back on that? That spirit is prevalent. In the millennial Z generation, that spirit is a strong, big spirit. Because it's lying and deceiving an entire generation about identity and God and truth. The spirit of, I can't go there. We live in California. I gotta be careful here. The spirit of perversion. That spirit is alive. Oh, y'all tell me you haven't seen that in the past few years. There's some perverted, deviant, anti-biblical, diabolical things coming out that you would think, you know, that's, there's no way. And yeah, there is a way. That's a spirit. Guys, don't think it's just people's ideologies. It is a spirit. That spirit is out there and it's coming after our children. But I declare in the name of Jesus that all of our children, even your future children, will be covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. And those spirits will not control them. The spirit of heaviness. Has anyone ever felt like things were heavy in their lives? And you knew it wasn't God? Has anybody been there? Am I the only one? I've confronted that spirit, man. I've confronted that. There are days that things are heavy. Anybody? Am I the only one ever been about that? Like, right? All of a sudden, like, and you go like, what? Like, where did this come from? Like a heavy thing, like the enemy tried to hold you down. A spirit, the spirit of fear has, I've fought this. Am I the only one who has ever fought off the spirit of fear? Oh, you holier than thou people. Has anyone here for a moment fought off the spirit of fear? We all have. The spirit of death, what? And that's just not physical death, by the way. You think that word there is holistic in Matthew. It's the death of your purpose. It's the death of your integrity. The death of your joy and your peace, your serenity. He wants to kill whatever is virtuous in your life. Whatever has worth. Whatever has the God signet ring, the signature. The spirit of Jezebel. We've covered that so extensively in this church. We've written books, study guides, manuals, workshops. You need to go back and get it. The spirit of Jezebel, wicked spirit. And then the spirit of the Antichrist. That's the one in the world today. Oh, that spirit is alive. The Bible says it, by the way. You go different countries, you see it. You go different cities, you see it. The spirit. There are cities I go into that I feel heaviness. There are cities I go into that I feel the spirit of Jezebel. I do this every year about this time this year where I say the following line. And I'm going to say it until I'm 105. Cameraman, here we go. These spirits are alive. We acknowledge them. We need to acknowledge them in order to confront them. However, how about this? Nevertheless, notwithstanding, the most powerful. Do I need to finish? The most powerful spirit alive today in my life, in my family, in my church. The most powerful spirit alive today, even in California, in America, and all over the world. It's not divination. It's not jealousy, deception, perversion, heaviness, fear, death, Jezebel, or the Antichrist. The most powerful spirit is still the Holy Spirit of Almighty. Somebody shout like you have that. Walk of impartation. If you receive this message, lift up both hands. Holy Spirit, people are the most transformative people on the planet. Holy Spirit, people are the most influential, the most passionate, loving, truth-telling, caring, and compassionate people on the planet. The new you is filled with the wind of God, the breath of God, and the Spirit of God. And because you are filled with His Ruach, you can carry His glory. Because you are filled with His Ruach, you can be light in the midst of darkness. The final point is Ruach inspiration. Ruach inspired the Word of God. That's where the word Ruach appears. I showed you three places where the word Ruach appears. Adam, the disciples, same reality, creation. And then he says, by the way, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture has the breath of God. Ruach's role in inspiring the biblical writers, affirming that the same spirit that was active in creation and in prophecy and redemption likewise inspired the Holy Scriptures. What, Pastor Sam, what does it have to do? I get it, the word Ruach appears. It has to do with breathing in. If all you do is breathe in, what will happen to you? What will happen? You pass out. And it won't be under the anointing, baby. You pass out. So we need to breathe in and breathe. Not in this church, but we have problem in the collective church that there are a lot of people that all they do is come to church and breathe in, but they never breathe out. And that's why they're spiritually and prophetically blue in the face. Breathing in is receiving, which we did today. Breathing out is giving. Breathing in is sowing. Breathing out is reaping. Breathing in is binding. Breathing out is releasing. Breathing in makes you a listener of the word. Breathing out makes you a doer of the word. Breathing in makes you a consumer. Breathing out makes you a producer. Don't just listen to God's word. Do what it says, James 1:22. If you're ready for the Holy Spirit to fill you from head to toe, go like this. What if I tell you the Spirit of God wants to establish a relationship with you where He becomes your best friend? What if I tell you that you want to have the kind of relationship, not in a weird way that puts you in a mental asylum, but in a wired way that puts you as the head and not the tail? We're talking about you starting to talk with the Holy Spirit so intimately. He's both the one that convicts you of sin and comforts you with grace. He is the seal, the guarantee, the promise, the gift. He loves you so much. Somebody asked me a long time ago, Pastor Sam, let me ask you a question. I'm a new Christian. You said the Holy Spirit is inside of me? Yes. Like, no joke. Not like, that's like, you know, that's wishful. That's figuratively. No, no, no. Literally speaking, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Inside of your mind, your body. Your soul. Really? Yeah. He goes, so what happens after I'm a Christian if I mess up? When I sin, does the Holy Spirit leave me? I go, no. Why would He leave you? He literally promised never to leave you or forsake you. So wait a minute. So if I sin, what does the Holy Spirit do? Yes, He forgives you, but like somebody said, Pastor Sam, in my sinning moment, does He leave me? I go, no. But put that in perspective. The Bible says that our actions, they could either make Him rejoice, and the Bible says that they could actually make Him cry. So He doesn't leave you. So He's there in your weaknesses. He's there in your high days, your low days. He's your best friend. Learn to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit that will change your life forever. That's the Ruach of God. If you receive the fullness of the Ruach and you believe God is just breathing fresh Holy Spirit into you, His Spirit doing new things in you, raise one hand. If you're ready for that Spirit to ignite your purpose, raise both hands. If you're ready for that Spirit to impart the promise as a new creation, you're gonna walk and walk, talk and live like a new creation, raise them higher. And if you're going to promise today to grow in His Word, how many are going to go back into God's Word and do His Word daily? Now that you know that the Ruach of God is in the Word of God. Every time you read the Word of God, the Spirit of God is there. Okay, I haven't made this altar call. We're going to do it now. A spirit came into your family. If that happened, if that's you, you know it. Pastor, how do I know it's something, an evil spirit or a spirit not of God came into my family? If you see a lot of argument in your home, something's there. I don't mean a silly thing just that goes away. something that continues, that lingers. That means a portal was open. Either you opened up a portal through something, content you received, or someone walked into your house and dropped some there. So you need to be cognizant of who walks into your house. All the parents here, raise your hands. Y'all need to be careful with who you let your kids hang around with. This stuff is real. Whatever they have in their house that you don't know of may come into your house. They carry it. So right now we're doing it. We just got literally just 4 minutes to do this completely. If there's a spirit that came into your house and you want that spirit to leave by the time you get home, I promise you it will. Matthew 18, 19 says, whatever we come in agreement, he'll do that thing. We're all people of the spirit. So we're going to pray. I'm going to call you out of your seat. You're going to run up here. I don't care what spirit it is. And you're going to come up here. By the time you get home, your house will be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And whatever was there will no longer be there. So if that's you, if there's something in your family taking away your joy, your peace, or attempting to rob you of your joy, your peace, get out of your seat right now and run up here. Come on. Don't even think about it. If that's you, run up. Run up. We're doing this today. We ain't playing. I told you it's going to be Holy Spirit Sunday. This is it. Wow. We're doing this. We're doing this.
Jesus, take your place.
We're doing this.
Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
I heard the Lord in my spirit. And of course, it's all biblically undergirded, so it's not just feelings or emotions. Talk about breaking an entry. Like, there is an attempt by dark forces, by spiritual entities attempting to break in, to disturb, to hinder, obstruct, impede, limit, rob, kill, destroy that which is of God in you, in your mind, in your purpose, in your health, in your family, in your home. I heard just the Spirit of God move me to get to the point of today. We did not do this at 9 o'clock, by the way. We did not. Great service, but this did not happen. Heard the Lord be specific that today there will be a breakthrough. When you get home, every contrary spirit will be completely and permanently evicted from your home, never again to return. Lift up your hands. I want you to hear this. When the Holy Spirit descended in Acts chapter 2, read it. He did not just fill people. Dr. Luke, writing, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says, and the Spirit not only filled them, tongues like fire descended upon them. But then he says that the Spirit filled the rooms. Woo. Imagine wherever you go, the Holy Spirit fills that place. Oh, oh. I'm here to tell you everything that is not of God is about to be evicted. Woo! Oh, watch this. Pastor Jeff, Michelle, help me out here. What's the word? What's the term now in California, all around America? It's a new phenomenon when people occupy houses that are empty. What is it? Squatters. I just heard that. There were areas of your life that you had not, you weren't doing anything with certain areas of your life that have purpose. And because they were empty, certain squatters showed up. We're not gonna give them 60 days or 90 days. We're not even gonna give them 5 minutes. In the next 1 minute and 45 seconds, we're about to kick every demonic squatter out in the name of. Somebody praise like you know this is about to happen. Oh, I feel the Lord. All right, so I'm not gonna do this, just me. I'm not. Matthew 18, 19, we all come in agreement. Y'all lift up your hands. When I say now for a minute and 30 seconds, we're gonna pray heaven down. And we're gonna pray hell out. We're praying the Holy Spirit to fill up every aspect of our minds, our bodies, our families, and our homes. Are you ready? Pray like you're kicking something out. Pray like the wind of God and the breath of God and the Spirit of God are filling you to such a point that your cup runs over. Ready? Start right now. Go ahead. Pray.